So,
This is one of those rambles that is going to start with a sneeze, apparently. No sneeze. Shut up, it wasn't you. This is one of those rambles that's going to start from somewhere real. Everyone has needs. Everyone have wants. And when you build friendships, it's about managing your needs and wants against someone else's needs and wants, because life being life, they don't always coordinate. One of the issues with social media, oh, I'm turning to one of those people. One of the issues with social media is everything is so instantaneous when human beings aren't designed for that. No one can be on all the time, no one can give all the time. There are some extroverts who can, and I envy them, I do, but I am not one of them. And a lot of people in the world aren't either. I deal with a lot on a daily basis. I work full time, I record most nights, I have to edit, I am a carer. It's a lot of stuff to deal with. And that means that sometimes I'm not the best conversationalist. Sometimes I go quiet. But that doesn't mean that I'm not your friend. It doesn't mean that you don't matter. It just means that I have a hierarchy of things that I need to give energy to. And on a daily basis, I'm at the bottom of that hierarchy. For the longest time, I have been putting myself last. So I will give out energy where I don't have energy. I will hold conversations where I just don't have the capability to do so, but I still do, because I am putting my wants and my needs to the back of the line. Now, sometimes that's what you do in life. Sometimes you're just that little bit extra nice. You put yourself last. But not all the time, because if you do that all the time, it's really, really negative. You end up having no reserves, and then you can't cope with your day-to-day bullshit. But here's the thing. People get used to you giving and giving and giving and giving. And then when you say, whoa, just going to have to step back a bit, they freak the fuck out. We are so used to getting everything instantaneously. We are so used to getting whatever we want. But here's the truth. That isn't sustainable. Really? Really? This is the truth. The ice cream van will always come. Round about 8 to 9, it's there. What the hell was I saying? Everyone has a certain amount of energy, a certain amount of goodwill, a certain amount of willingness to care. And there comes a point where they just reach this state state of fatigue. As a carer, I know that carer fatigue is a real thing. Sometimes I am just so frustrated, so annoyed. Ice cream van. Sometimes I feel like a really terrible person because I get angry, I get tired, I just want to not have to deal with it. But that doesn't make you a bad person. And it's taken me a lot to realise that. You have so much that you can do. You have so much energy, so much possibility, so much functionality within one day. And we want to give as people, we want to make other people smile, to make other people's lives easier, but there comes a point where you just can't do that. And in the same way, there are people in your life who are in the same situation and they can't give you everything that you need from them. It's a minefield to traverse. I want to be friendly. I want to be chatty. I want to be sarcastic. But the point is, sometimes I just can't. Sometimes I just can't because I just don't have it in me. And sometimes I just can't because the other person is expecting too much. Saying no is not a bad thing. I don't know if this is going to make any sense, but hey. Saying no is sometimes the most essential thing you can do. You have to put yourself first. And that doesn't make you a trash person. It doesn't make you an asshole. It just makes you human. But life being life, people are not going to be okay with that all the time. And it's really easy to feel like you have to capitulate. You have to give in. You have to give them what they want. And this is a difficult bit. You have to stand firm. You have to make a boundary. You have to try not to give in. We all have to make boundaries in our life. We all have to have lines that aren't crossed. You give so much and no more. But the human condition is one of constant want and need, naked greed. We live to consume. And with social media and instantaneous communication, our appetites are larger than ever. It can be really difficult to cope with. I know for me, it is really difficult. I am not great at corresponding. And a lot of that is because I have a lot of demands on my time, on my energy, on my creativity. And people take it badly if I don't respond within 2 minutes of a message. It's the end of the world and I'm walking away and I'm abandoning them. But here's the thing. So, on a daily basis, say from 9 till 6, I'm at work. From 6:30 till 9, I'm commuting. From 6 till 8:30-ish, I'm commuting. So that's 6:30 to 8:30. And that's just work. Then we have editing. Then we have recording. And then we have doing thumbnails, which I fucking hate. That all takes up time. And then we have sleeping. It's understandable, but this understanding seems to be... Well, if I mattered, you would message me back straight away. Like, what the fuck? This is a big reason why I don't really have a Discord. There is a Discord, but it's not a Discord. I just don't have that energy. And it's a big thing why I am, as a creator, somewhat remote to my audience. And people on the daily call me stuck up, call me cold. And I get it. It comes off like that. But it's a matter of necessity. It's a matter of time, it's a matter of what resources I have and how I can manage them on a daily basis. It took me a long time to be able to say no. And even now, I'm not great at it. So what this ramble is really about is when you're presented with a boundary, respect it. You can't change a person. And it will just frustrate you to try and do that. And I mean that in every walk of life. If you have a friend who's not great at returning messages, there's nothing that you can do to make them better at it. If you have someone who is always late, there's only so much you can do to change that. And it's actually a very small amount that you can actually do. You need to make a boundary as to what you will accept and what you won't accept. And you need to learn to stand firm on the things that are important. Some boundaries are flexible by nature, like no dogs on the bed. There are going to be times when you have dogs on the bed for cuddles. But when it comes to your own mental health and looking after yourself, you need to be firm in your boundaries. I've had really toxic relationships where I have not had boundaries. Or I've had boundaries, but they were lines in the sand just washed away by the tide. And those relationships were immensely unhealthy, immensely toxic, and immensely damaging. I don't know where I heard this, or maybe I read it somewhere. It's going along the lines of giving yourself away by degrees is the worst thing in the world. And while there are worse things, there are always worse things, there's a lot of truth in that. Giving yourself away bit by bit, listening yourself by compromising on everything for an easy life. It really does do damage to you. And I say this from someone who has experience of this all their life. There is this frustration that is born from giving yourself away degree by degree. And that frustration can twist into bitterness. I know because I've been there. I started becoming very bitter, very spiteful. I was about to say I felt a shadow on my soul, but I kind of did. By trying to please everyone, by not having firm boundaries, by trying to make everyone feel better, I was making myself feel worse. And sure, everyone smiled at me, said I was super capable, such a great worker, such a great friend. Oh, you're always there when I need you. Well, what about being there for me when I need them? And then it's just silence. Being regarded as a person who has it all together, who is control, who you go to for help. That's one thing. But when it becomes a point that no one ever sees that you need help, no one ever offers to help you, it's a bad thing. And that is where boundaries come in. And it's something I'm still struggling with. And I do feel bad when I have to draw a line. Not a line in the sand that is slowly erased by the tides of someone else's needs or wants. A line in concrete with a fence and an alarm system. Here comes the point. Sorry about that. There comes a point where you have to say no. You have to look after yourself. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a selfish bitch. A lot of people in this world, they just don't understand that boundaries are healthy, that space can be a good thing. And that doesn't make them bad people. It doesn't make you a bad person either. It just means that we're human and we're flawed and we're trying to figure it out. That's what we're all doing. No one knows what they're doing all the time. We all want to help each other, but, you know, we do have to make sure that we are looking after ourselves. So boundaries are a good thing, but they're not an easy thing. They're really rough. I don't even know what this ramble was. The highlight was the ice cream man and the sneeze. All we can do is keep on trying. Keep on trucking, keep on bouncing. Just keep trying to live our life. And I'll tell you this for nothing. You're doing all right. You really, really are doing all right.